Hear me okay?
Yes. Good.
Good, good. And pretty soon I'll get to see you too.
Yeah. Okay. You see me?
I do now. I like the phone booth better than that. Yeah. Well, it turns out it's getting harder to put together a presbytery meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned what that's going to mean for James.
Yes.
I mean, I think in one sense, a couple of months is not a big deal, but it might feel like a big deal. October is where they're targeting a fall meeting instead, for the 7th and 8th, I think, fall meeting in October. Does that seem workable for him?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to him. I just spoke about this the schedule. But yeah. I as I understand, he just purchased a ticket, the flight.
For Synod, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, students can come to Synod, they can. It's just that we can't do any exams for them there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I guess he probably doesn't know that yet. I got to tell him, huh?
Yeah, he probably... I guess, he will understand.
Yeah. And I think we have to work through what that means for the Canada, the whole Canadian church.
Yes.
They will probably make their decision at this meeting, but maybe we can have some flexibility for time that we could complete the exam process before. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think they have to allow this situation to be built into their transferring.
Yeah. And when they vote this Synod meeting, does that actually formally form the denomination? Does that come to it becomes an entity? Or is there yet one more step after that?
As I understand, I've been reading their email. They are forming a synod.
And that would occur at this meeting. It would be a synod, yeah.
Yes, so they are reviewing their constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, if there were creative ways to work, I would try to think of them. But I think when we're reduced to 5 teaching elders and 2 ruling elders and not representing all the, half the congregations, I think we're stuck.
Yes. Yes.
I know. So, and Ad Interim has gone ahead to set up the full meeting. So we'll just work from there and meet in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
That's the, have you already seen that? I'm going to get the Ad Interim minutes. I'm going to get them out right away.
Okay.
But that would be the 7th and 8th of October.
7th or 8th of October. Wow. I don't know. I have made plans. I'm on, October.
October,
that's fine.
Yeah, 7 and 8. So that's what they're targeting for a meeting for us.
Okay. And
yeah, 7 and 8. And it would be in Las Vegas. So I think that'll be easy enough to travel to. Las Vegas is a cheap place to travel. And
yeah.
We can get our people there and do it then, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I have to go ahead and notify, Jonathan and Shaney. And Jonathan already knew that we probably couldn't give him any exams at Synod. But he's probably anticipating a fall meeting of some sort. But now we have one scheduled, and I think we can do everything. We can get everybody's exams taken care of by then.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else we need to think about as a committee? Any other topics that are sort of before us?
I think we need to talk about David Shomi, about
what I wonder with that is how we decide together what is called for to actually proceed. I mean, I think we can take him through, in one sense, all of the remaining, well, it would be like the last exam set, like the ordination exam set, you know? Like, isn't that how it goes? We could take him through that, but I don't think we have to take him through all of the exams.
I think it'd be fine with me. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
You guys have more experience.
Yeah. Well, we don't, we have more time, maybe not more actual, you know, encounters with persons. but I think when you think it through, without presuming upon even previous experience, what seems wholesome to you, what seems like a good engagement with him to handle this properly, what would it require? We don't have a meeting till fall, but what would it require of us as a presbytery?
I mean, as taking David as under care?
Yeah. I mean, we could take him under care at that fall meeting. We could have the kind of interview that's distinctly driven toward taking him under care.
Okay.
But when you think through the rest of what needs to be examined, shall we say, with him, what seems most appropriate to you? Required, you know?
I think the systematics.
Right.
We have to make sure his conviction of all the distinctives, he will be willing to accept it, and also he needs to defend it.
Right.
You know, want to see his real conviction.
Right. And have you seen that already in Measure?
He agreed with all this, but I'm not sure that he's ready to dig in, to study it, and then to defend it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I would say, okay, he has a group that he is, after he left his ministry from Valencia, he was practically fired by the congregation, you know, the very political thing. Yeah, it's so he...
And fired having to do in particular with doctrinal convictions?
Yes. They didn't want him to preach. They don't want... Most of the evangelical churches, they don't want the pastor to preach sin.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, if you're gonna get fired, that's the best way to get
fired. So, but there are like 10 or 12, 17 people, like seven families, that continue worship with him on Sunday.
Okay.
On Sunday through Zoom.
Okay.
So he preached, they sing, but I guess these people are more familiar with, more used to singing regular hymns. So he is not be able to change that drastically. So I don't know, maybe we can ask him questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's how we got to explore his goals and the practical realities that he's up against.
Yeah.
My greatest question on candidates and credentials is how to explore that with him. I almost think that sooner than October, we'd need to sit down with a few people just for on an interview level, you know, who could report. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Get the
ad interim to assign a group to at least maybe three to examine with formal, you know, licensures or anything, but just to as fellow presbyters try to inquire with him where he's at.
Yes. He will come to the synod this year.
He's going to visit? Okay,
yeah, he's going to visit. And also, the monthly sessions in Irvine, and we invited him to join us to sit in the session. So Ibarra and John Spitzer will be able to know him more, to talk to him.
Yeah, it seems like we ought to, especially since we don't have a presbytery meeting, and he's going to be there. We ought, by all means, to set up with him appointments during synod. I mean, just to sit over meals and discuss.
Good idea.
Yeah, we need some of that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, that's good. And I think that's a function of our Candidates and Credentials Committee to organize that.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know, to make sure it happens. It's not so much a, you know, it's not a formal meeting. We don't even have a formal meeting.
Yes.
So I'm at the presbytery, but we're a Candidates and Credentials Committee, so we try to make these things happen.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think how we would communicate that to our, you know, the seven that are going. We will have a block of time that would have been set aside for a presbytery meeting anyway.
Yes.
We could choose that for conversation.
That would be good.
Yeah. And we could do that. I still think we need quite a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
So I would be in favor of trying to encourage our brothers there to maybe even seek a couple out on a personal level. Would you be willing to definitely meet with him, definitely have a meal with him?
Yes.
But we need to put names on that, and we need to make contact with our people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we still have a set time for the presbytery, right? It's not a formal meeting, but we still have a designated time.
We can sit together if we want to. Yeah, we can.
Do you think it may be a good idea to, during that set presbytery meeting time, we can talk to James more? Maybe, I don't know, maybe he feels to encourage him somehow to understand more about West Vancouver work.
Yeah. I think it would be good. It'd be good to, because the sheer distance and separation makes for it hard to be of encouragement at such distances.
Yeah.
So if we get a little bit of face-to-face time, that's good. I think it's informal because, you know, I don't call a meeting of presbytery because they're, you know, we can't have one.
Yes.
You know, but from our committee, we can speak informally and directly to people.
Okay.
Like, would you guys be willing to make sure to show up at that block of time so we can actually sit a little bit more and interview? I'm trying to think. I don't want to. I often shoot from the hip and let's just do this. I'm not so good at checking whether it fits all the Blue Book parameters and whatever. Would you be willing to write up a short paragraph that describes how we might serve from our Candidates and Credentials perspective for rules' sake so that he can understand what we might be targeting here?
Okay.
We need to let Rule know somehow.
Okay.
You know, and I figure if you could write up something that says as a committee, we could choose to contact our Synod delegates and say, would you specifically be sure to show up and let's sit down a while, you know, on an informal basis. Would you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Put that together? Yeah.
So
and then we can, I suppose we can decide, even, you know, on the phone or by email real quick, we could decide to make that an action of our committee.
Okay. So yeah. That's informal meeting is to talk with Pastor Shou Min Zhang and James.
Yeah, just to say that since both will be there, we would request our men to gather at the normally designated presbytery time.
Okay.
To interact with them. It's not a, you know, it's not an examination, but it's okay. A worthy interaction with seven persons. That's not bad.
Okay.
Be a worthy interaction. We can interact then with Rule and see how he feels about all that.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Okay. First, I'll write a paragraph. I'll send it to you and let you look at it.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll try to get it in his hands. Because I think these are the kind of organic fellowship aspects that have to happen, whether we can have meetings or not.
Right.
We've gotta get together somehow.
Yeah.
You know. So. All right. And I think it was actually Patrick who was not able to come. We thought he was able to come to Synod, and he's not able to come.
Oh.
Patrick's not able to come.
I see.
Yeah. So. That's the person that numerically it might have worked, but it's not going to work.
Oh, I see.
I think it may have some. I don't know all of this. I think Ryan is more familiar with this than me, but I think there may have been some family health issues or something.
Oh,
I'm
see.
Not sure.
Okay.
So anyway, that's why our numbers, you know, dip below the quorum.
Okay. So,
all right, and that's, as far as I know, all that we need to talk about. We need to keep our minds on it and our hearts on it and help guide as a committee to get our guys to get together, but I think that's
okay.
Probably...
Would you like me to tell James?
I mean, I think that's probably best for communication. It can be really, you know, real understandable back and forth.
Okay.
And, you know... I explain our heart for him,
yes.
But it's a certain impossibility of what we would have liked to do for him. We, Ad Interim has the call letter, I think, in hand now, but it came in just after we finished meeting this morning.
Oh, I see.
So we have the call letter in hand, and actually we have a call letter, I think, for Kevin as well.
I see.
You know, so... Anyway, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
So yeah, Ad Interim will have to take all that up. But that came in just this morning after we met. So.
Okay.
Okay. Stay in touch, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we are talking informally, so we can always talk informally.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim, for your hard work.
Okay, all right. See you soon, man.
Okay. Bye bye.
See you soon, actually.
See you. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.